This is Nature Notes, our look at the natural world in West Texas, from the prairies of Llano Estacado to the borderlands of Chihuahuan Desert. Alamito Creek, Limpia Creek, Terlingua Creek, Terneros Creek. These far West Texas waterways are mostly dry today, but before modern human impacts, they were perennial streams lined with cottonwoods and willows. Restoring these streams is a top priority for Big Bend area conservation groups. Flowing water, of course, benefits many creatures, from fish and mussels to reptiles and mammals, but these riparian zones are especially critical for one commanding group of animals, raptors. From Marfa Public Radio and the Sibley Nature Center in Midland, this is Nature Notes. I'm Dallas Baxter.
Pretty much everybody working in wildlife, they kind of had some kind of a gateway animal. Growing up, I had that fascination with birds of prey. Right now, I have projects going on coyotes and foxes, on kangaroo rats. I've worked on a lot of songbirds, but I've always had a real core of what I do focused on birds of prey.
That's Dr. Clint Bohl of the U.S. Geological Survey and Texas Tech University. In 2017, he began studying raptors along creeks in Brewster and Presidio counties, with a particular focus on zone-tailed hawks. Once known as white-tailed buzzards, zone-tailed hawks have 4-foot wingspans, which in profile resembles a turkey vulture's. 3 distinctive white bands mark their otherwise black tails. Big Bend is the northern limit of their summer range, and before Bohl's study, they were known to nest only in cliffs along the Rio Grande. But Bohl's team captured zone tails along creeks here and outfitted them with GPS devices. The hawks, Bohl learned, were wintering in the tropics, the Yucatan, Guatemala, Panama, but each summer they returned to nest in the same creekside cottonwoods. And they had company. In these isolated cottonwood forests amidst the desert, Bohl found a host of raptors nesting in close proximity.
I have areas where within 1 kilometer, you'll have a zone-tailed nest, a greyhawk nest, and a Cooper's hawk nest. Probably, if I looked hard enough, American kestrels in there somewhere as well.
That fiercely territorial predators would raise young in such close quarters seems counterintuitive, but Bohl and his colleagues saw a parallel with seabirds, like the common mere.
They're oceanic. They have to nest someplace. And so you get these rocky islands, you know, these haystack islands in the ocean, and they'll nest all over those. They have a nest and they defend right around that, but right next to it's another nest because that's all they've got. And that's all they really need.
The diverse raptors have diverse diets. Greyhawks specialize in lizards and snakes. Zone-tailed hawks in grasshoppers and small mammals. And Cooper's hawks in other birds. And the Big Bend's desert and grasslands offer bountiful prey. With no competition for food, the raptors are apparently willing to tolerate one another's company in the cottonwoods, which provide the nesting sites they all need.
As long as they're not too close, I'm not going to get in a fighting match with him because it's not worth my time. We're not really hunting this grove of trees.
West Texas wooded mountains are known as sky islands, and we're accustomed to thinking of them as places of special importance. But Bohl's findings show that riparian woodlands are islands of another kind. Most were lost in the first flush of white settlement for timber in construction and for mining operations. Preserving and restoring these forests is critical for West Texas wildlife, Bohl says.
Those mature trees are really a limited resource in the Trans-Pecos. What's left is really valuable. And it's not valuable just for raptors. It's valuable for a whole cohort of avian, reptilian, and mammalian species. It's just really biologically rich areas.
This episode was written by Andrew Stewart. I'm Dallas Baxter. Thanks for listening.